This is the first of a series of audio booze provided by me for you. So to help you revise, you're more than welcome to download these into your MP3 players and keep and store. Play and play again, and hopefully they'll be of use. Let's make a start, and let's look at the authorship, the date, and the location of Mark's Gospel. It might seem a little obvious that the author of the Gospel of Mark was indeed Mark. But in an exam, you might be asked, why should we trust Mark's Gospel? Or is Mark's Gospel reliable? And you should be able to point to one of the most convincing pieces of proof that Mark was the writer of this gospel. And it comes from a chap called Papias of Hierapolis. He says, Mark, having become the interpreter of Peter, wrote down accurately whatsoever he remembered. It was not, however, in exact order that he related the sayings or deeds of Christ, for he neither heard the Lord nor accompanied him. But afterwards, as I said, he accompanied Peter, who accommodated his instructions to the necessities of his hearers, but with no intention of giving a regular narrative to the Lord's sayings. Wherefore Mark made no interest in thus writing some things as he remembered them. For of one thing he took especial care, not to omit anything he heard, and not to put anything fictitious into the statements. Mark was the interpreter, or the editor, or the translator of Peter. And Peter was one of the 12 apostles, and an eyewitness to the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Mark's gospel can be considered reliable because Mark got his information from St. Peter.